Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us now. And Bob, you know, on this show, and certainly with the avalanche of email I'm getting, a lot of it has to do with Iran. And somebody said to me in an email today, who cares about this whole Iran situation? It doesn't matter because they have a bomb. They're going to get a bomb. We don't care about that. But I think we should care about it. Ultimately, what do you think is going to happen here? Because it looks like the agreement is to agree to what? To continue to negotiate?
Yes, they'll continue officially till tomorrow. They hope to wrap up all points today, then do the details by the final deadline, which is June. But they were trying to wrap it up today. And so by extending it till tomorrow, they are very, very close. There were literally over 100 issues. They're down to basically one or two at the most.
Wow.
If they don't get it tomorrow, then they will continue to talk till June. Now, I will tell you, though, Kate, in April, John Boehner and Lindsey Graham will do everything under the sun. John Boehner is the Speaker of the House Republican. Lindsey's in the Senate. Everything under the sun to sabotage this deal. They'll try to pass sanctions. They'll try to do everything they can do because this morning Lindsey Graham came out and said the deal's unacceptable. Well, he hasn't seen it. So, you know, sort of like Governor Pence saying that this doesn't discriminate. He didn't read the bill. So it's the same deal. But it's a big deal because nobody in 30 years has curtailed Iran, no accountability. And so there's two choices. You either do it this way, which is the way President Obama has taken a bold step, or someday somebody has to go to war. And that will not be a pleasant sight. The Iranians are not the Iraqis. Taking Iran would be major.
Yeah, and you know Iran. You and I have talked about this before. So, and they don't want the sanctions, right? That's the whole thing. They don't want the sanctions. They need to get out of the sanctions from the Iranian point of view. That's it. Ditch the sanctions. They don't want it.
Yes, and I must mention something. Saudi Arabia and Israel are singing the same tune on Iran. Saudi Arabia fiercely opposes everything President Obama is doing to the point where they beat their fist down at the United Nations. Now, they have a different motive. It's not religious. Saudi Arabia knows that if these sanctions are undone, Iran becomes an economic power beyond the wildest dreams in the Mideast, and it hurts Saudi Arabia economically. We'll open up markets like we used to have with Iran. They do want our goods, and they want those sanctions gone. But I also have to point out, all these years of we sanction them, and we sanction everything except the air in Tehran, and they still continue to, you know, survive. Now, they'd rather not have them. But they want to come back into the Western world. They've had a change in leadership. And so President Obama has been up against the odds, but they are very, very close.
All right, so very, very close. And you know, when you talk about being up against the odds, of course, the threat, we talked about this before, was this is 2 years, and then in 2 years it's a new administration, and that was the Republicans sending the letter. Do you think the White House has, I mean, behind closed doors, that they're still muttering under their breath for what the Republicans did there?
Oh, I believe so, and If this goes down and we actually start to verify what Iran is doing instead of guessing or letting them just go about the way they want to, you know, which is not good for the world, if this comes down, it would be extremely difficult, including a Republican president, it would be extremely difficult to go back and say, okay, we're going to undo all this and play Russian roulette with Iran creating a bomb.
Yeah, yeah. It would be Russian roulette, no question about that. All right, speaking of a different kind of roulette, Senator Chuck Grassley, easy for me to say after five cups of coffee, is not going to let Hillary wiggle out of this whole email thing, is what he's saying. He's saying she violated the law and that she could be charged in the email case, and he's going to try to do everything he can. And then there's the story about the emails might still be recoverable. Wow, so this is still an ongoing mystery, isn't it?
Well, yes. Well, Congressman Gowdy is giving her till May 1st. Now, the way I read the article, which was very confusing today, but it's Congressman Gowdy, the head of the Select Committee, is calling her officially to come to the committee, but it looks like it's going to be closed door. He has five questions he wants her to answer, and it's about, you know, when did you do this? Did you turn that over? Then he said, based on how she answers that, he may ask her to come publicly. So I'm assuming this is private by May the 1st. So he's after that. The one thing I would point out, and I'm not pretending to be a legal expert, but I would say I cannot understand where anyone says that she violated the law. Now, cleaning the server out at this point in time, probably not a good move, because why wait till all this time, you know, to do it? It raises speculation. Having a the same email account was probably bad judgment. I'm sure she wishes she wouldn't have. But as far as violating the law, I can't understand where they're coming from on that. Colin Powell never had a public server. Neither did, a public server. Neither did Condoleezza Rice. And the president's rule was you could still have a private server if you archived. So this whole violating of the law, I would bet my car they will never be able to get even near charging Hillary Clinton with something that is not a violation of the law. It might have not been the smartest thing to do, but I can't see legally where he's coming from.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, we'll see. May 1st, the House committee asking Hillary to testify. May 1st. Wow. This other thing here with Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana. Now you have Charles Barkley saying we shouldn't play the Final Four in Indiana. And you have other people withdrawing from going to the Final Four because they're saying we're not going to participate in what's happening there. He had kind of I guess you'll call it a press conference where he defended what was going on and, said he would take a look at what was said in the law. And then you have something else that falls off the table where Arkansas passes a religious freedom law. So are these states going to have to go through and figure out what it really means?
Well, you know, this is like the copycat thing. Things happen in threes.
Yeah.
Now, Georgia canceled theirs today. They put it at bay instead of another state. But here's the bottom line of Mike Pence. And I served in Congress with Mike Pence. He's usually more prepared than this because I do know how he operates. But first of all, this does not mirror what Bill Clinton signed by any stretch of imagination in 1993. Yes, it has parts of it, but it doesn't mirror it because that law, the national law, in fact, had the usual guaranteed non-discriminatory age, gender, etc. Now, it doesn't also mirror, Governor Spence said, the Illinois law that Barack Obama voted for because it has a different provision that makes a wide open brush. Also, the Indiana law targets a business and says it's a person. They use the Hobby Lobby Supreme Court case where Hobby Lobby is a person and can spend campaign contributions. So they made it a person. So when Governor Spence did his Sunday talk shows and defended this to the hilt, and it was asked eight times, one easy question that gave him ground to stand on if he'd have answered it. Does this discriminate against gays and lesbians? He refused eight times to answer that. Now, this afternoon, the governor is saying, I want something on my desk to clarify this by next Friday. Because businesses right and left across the country are saying, Indiana, we're not dealing with it.
Yeah, wow. And we'll see if any others pop up. It is crazy. It's like whack-a-mole. And it wasn't as it appeared, because to me, at first, it was like, well, what's the big deal? I don't understand. But then it's typical. It's why you have to read. You have to read what the legislation is, because then you know what it really means. That's the problem.
That's right.
All right. Bob Ney, always, always fun with you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Pajamas, but man, we have such a super big audience that at this time of the show, I am very excited that he's joining us live. Well worth it, because I love the fact that they're taking on the issues, as always, Jeff Steyer, and we're talking NCPPR, our pals, actually taking on the folks from Bravo, or at least a celebrity chef, and this is interesting how this wraps around, and we'll explain all of this in a second here. You know, as we look at, because you know how Jeff is the director of risk analysis, and he is really pushing all the buttons with his just released article in the National Review, and talking about, you know, a Bravo celebrity chef and TV personality, and what he did for catapulting himself pretty much in the middle of this public policy expert on food legislation. So, you know, we got this food movement going on, but to what end? And we're going to find out right now. Hey, Jeff, thanks for popping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's great to be with you. I did wear a suit for our interview, you know.
I think it's awesome. You rock that you came on with us. It's so fun to have you on live. So let's explain this. I saved it for you. Let's flesh this out a little bit more and explain to me why you're calling out this Bravo celebrity chef.
Well, Tom Colicchio is a celebrity chef. He has all these high-end fancy restaurants. He sells artesian mugs for $46 a piece. And what he does is he donates 10% of his profits
from those $46 mugs to a group called Food Policy Action. Now, Food Policy Action is known for having this scorecard, this National Food Policy Scorecard. I remember getting a call from the Washington Post back in 2013 about this, asking me what I thought about the Food Policy Scorecard, and I looked at it and I said, look, 38 House and Senate members with the lowest scores, zero on Tom Colicchio's scorecard, were Republicans. All the top scorecards, scoring members of Congress, were Democrats. And I said, oh, I wonder what their standards are. And it turns out that the standards are, if you believe that taxpayers should pay more money for food, if you think we need more government regulation over food, if you think we need warning labels on biotech, genetically modified food, whatever you think requires more government, you get a higher score. And if you think we ought to have less government interference in how we, you get a low score. And I told the Washington Post at the time that the scorecard itself, as a measure of whether a member of Congress is good or bad at food policy, that the scorecard itself was a sham. It's kind of like saying that an NRA scorecard on gun ownership is just kind of, you know, what do you think about safety? Many people support gun rights, so you get a high score. If you don't support gun rights, you get a low score. That doesn't mean anything. It just means where you stand on these issues. Tom Colicchio, this celebrity chef, is trying to come off as, well, if you get a high score for us, you must be in favor of good food. And it's really an elitist point of view. It does nothing to improve public health, as he tries to paint it. So it was no surprise when I learned that he became MSNBC's food policy analyst. It all makes sense now.
Right, and then that all gets pumped out there, though, and that is slanted in a ridiculous direction, as you've already pointed out to us, correct?
It's slanted the way a cliff is slanted, Kate.
It certainly is, isn't it? And you and I have talked about this many times here on this show when we're talking about even other issues. I mean, what is the deal with this labeling of food and the environmental impact of farming and food production and,
yep,
you know, then looking at Congress and wrapping that into it,
exactly,
and what it's doing to the
exactly
environment?
What I wrote in my piece together with my co-author Julie Kelly is that what Tom Colicchio tries to do, and the food police and the nanny state and all of these activists who are pushing sustainable diets, whatever that may mean, they're trying to separate us by red plates and blue plates. They want to make food political. They want to inject politics into how we eat. So it's not about good food and healthy food. It's about injecting ideology into how we eat. Telling us, for instance, as the new dietary guidelines for Americans may do, according to the Obama administration report, is that eating meat should be reduced, not because meat isn't necessarily healthy, which it is, but because meat is bad for the environment. Meat, especially red meat, they say, causes global warming. And because global warming is not sustainable, we ought to eat less meat. And that's the federal government's nutrition advice. And we're trying to stop that at the National Center. So, but that's part of this ideology, is that we have to have, quote unquote, sustainable food. Of course, nobody wants to have unsustainable food, but the ideas behind it, the ideologies behind it are about, I remember reviewing the Dietary Guidelines report, and they talked about labor policy. Now, this was nutrition guidelines. Congress gave the federal government authority, gave the administration a request to have nutrition guidelines every 5 years, update those nutrition guidelines. And they've been hijacked by activists who are interested in climate change. Now, regardless of what you think about climate change, and regardless of whether you think eating hamburgers causes climate change, the administration has no right to insert climate change into nutrition advice. Congress didn't give the executive branch authority to do that. And, of course, it's not true that eating hamburgers is going to cause the globe to get hot.
Yeah, there is some inherent danger, isn't there? Do we have to politicize everything and now food? That's bad. I mean, we are separating ourselves. It's ridiculous. It's like we're the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. There is something so wrong. There's just something so wrong about that, Jeff, because why? Why would we do that? I mean, why would we allow that to happen? But I guess I'm answering my own question, because as you said, all roads led in this direction for this Bravo chef to MSNBC, which makes sense because then that would be attractive to them to put him on the airwaves.
Exactly.
But,
this, and it's not, you know, and here's the thing, Kate. He gets his gravitas, gets his credibility from perhaps having been a good chef or at least being a good television personality. But what
right.
I would implore your listeners is not to let that glow of being perhaps a good chef or at least a guy who knows how to sell a restaurant, not to fool you into thinking that just because he knows how to sell a $46 mug on a website, not to think that his policies about nutrition advice are accurate or will improve health.
Yeah, and that's a key thing with this. It's about the research and the analysis, which is, should not be political anyway, let's face it, right?
Exactly. And I think we're past that point, right? I wrote an article for National Review, a political magazine, about food policy. It's become political. But we're pushing back. We don't think that we ought to judge how we eat based on politics. We don't think it should be politicized. And what Tom Colicchio has done, and we pointed this out in our National Review article, is that he is making it political. He is telling us that we can't eat without it being a political thing. And we're just standing up to that and saying, look, we ought to have Republicans and Democrats enjoying food together and have some meat and don't worry about it causing global warming, because it doesn't.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jeff Steyer, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. By the way, you can hit him up on the 140-character world. Tweet all this out at Jeff A. Steyer, S-T-I-E-R. Jeffrey, thanks so much for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Always fun. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you. So there you go. I agree. Now we have become so much about separation and politics that here we go with the food thing. I mean, here we go with the food thing. It is just bad politics. And is that improving our health? It is not improving our health. I mean, listen, I have been delving into this for weeks, for months after I got sick with strep. There's no favors here that are happening. I mean, there's absolutely not. And as Jeff says, it's impossible to separate our food culture from the politics now and policies that are part of our choices as taxpayers and consumers. Really? This is what Colicchio said in his gig. And so he's saying, Jeff Steyer's saying, why? Why do we have to have this? Oh, me, oh, my, oh, oy vey, as my friends would say. Hang with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Oh, I bet she's in the yard again. I'll have to call the cops. She follows me everywhere I go. I can't make her stop. I swear sometimes she's been inside my house when I've been gone. She's about to drive me crazy. Hey, let me tell you what's going on. Taylor Swift is stalking me.
She's
stalking me. She's hiding in the backyard now, up in that tall pine tree, with a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go. You know, it's plain to see.
I think she's in the camera, shooting pictures in 3D.
Taylor Swift is stalking me.
So who alive doesn't know the song, the Streaker song? Who doesn't know the Streak? I don't care if you're a millennial. I don't care how old you are. I think everybody remembers this song because it's one of those major hits that was funny, that was solid, that just lives on and on and on. And how cool would it be to have your music live on and on and on? And then you're creating new music. So what a great career. Certainly Ray Stevens has had, country and comedy legend without a doubt. Ray, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
Before we dive into your new stuff, you got to tell us. You got to give everybody a glimpse behind the curtain. How did the Streak? How did you come up with that in your mind? What spurred that on?
I've always believed that current events are great material for popular songs. And I was on a plane flying from L.A. to Nashville back in 74, I guess. And I was bored, and they had these little, they still do have these little magazines on the plane to read. And one of them was Newsweek or Time or one of those. And in the back, they have these little blurbs about news events. And one of the news items was about a college student in California who took his clothes off and ran through a crowd. And they called it streaking. And I thought, man, now that's an idea for a song. So I got back to Nashville, where I live, and put the song together as fast as I could. But by the time I could get in the studio and record it, it was such a hot idea that there were like a dozen other streaking records already on the market. But I think I had the jump on them as far as writing my song, because I had a little more time to put something together that made sense. And I put mine out anyway, and sure enough, it was the one that made it.
So when you were traveling around, and obviously you're performing the song, and there was great animation also that was connected to it, when you were doing that, did people come up to you and say, did you become identified with that song? Hey, you're the streaker guy. You're Mr. Streak. Did that happen to you?
A little. You know, we did a lot of live shows back in those days, and just about every performance for a couple of years, we'd have a streaker. And it was... Excuse me. It was really interesting. We had some really pretty girls streak us a couple of times.
You gotta love that, right?
Oh yeah.
guys
were lining up to sign up for my band, you know.
That's great. Hey, we want to be in that band because they really get the beautiful babes and we see everything, so it's great.
Wow, yeah.
You know, people don't talk about this. Well, they do talk about it, but the award shows have become even mega bigger. But the Grammy Awards are always the creme de la creme, we'll say. And you're familiar with the Grammy Awards. And of course, you know, Everything is Beautiful, that nabbed a Grammy Award. What was that like when you heard that you were getting a Grammy?
Well, you know, I was in Australia when when they had the awards that year. And so Glenn Campbell got my award for me. And, but it was a real thrill and a real honor. And, the second Grammy I won was for the arrangement of the year for Misty with the banjo. And I was there for that. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And, you know, Glenn Campbell, we see, sadly, you know, his struggles now, and it was just a beautiful documentary, I think, that was made about Glenn Campbell. And it's interesting because you would have been one of his contemporaries. Do you know Glenn really well? Did you know him well back in the day when you were both out there singing?
Yeah, I knew him pretty well. Nice guy, great talent. Well, he could play the guitar like nobody's business, you know, and it was great knowing him, great being associated.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that, and they talk about his skills on the guitar for sure. All right, so you have a new album, and it's called Here We Go Again. Tell us about recording that and some of the songs that, you know, how you came up with them, because the songwriting process to me is what's so fascinating.
Well, you know, I've been trying to write songs since I was 15 years old, and you kind of learn after so many failures what not to do and how to kind of structure a song. And so I really enjoy that part of the process. It's, I guess, maybe the most creative part of making a record is the song. And, you know, I had a lot of fun putting this album together. I just signed a new deal with Sony Red to distribute my records, and so we'll be not only on iTunes and Amazon and my website, RayStevens.com, but in the brick-and-mortar stores also. And they wanted a comedy album as the first release from our association. So I said, great, I think that's a good idea, and I've set about to produce that, and I think it turned out pretty well. I got a lot of my buddies to help me get the songs together, and I didn't write everything in the album, in other words, and so I think it turned out really well.
Yeah, and you mentioned at the top when you're talking about the Streaker song, looking at what's happening in society and paying attention, you know, reading the magazines, seeing what's happening. And that's a big influence for comedy, isn't it?
It's a big influence, yes, for anything, I think. I mean, as far as writing a song about current events, if you can throw in something that's on people's minds, I think it helps.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, I agree. For of all the shows you played, and there were thousands, is there one moment that you just, it was the place you wanted to play, the crowd was just crazy, and you felt that high, high, high that performers get?
Well, gosh, I can't pick one, but there have been several several instances like that. Gosh, I've been off the road for 2 years. I'm just going back out as we speak. I signed with an agent a couple, 3 months ago, and we're starting to book show dates right now. So I'm looking forward to getting back out and performing. I'm stammering around here trying to remember a show.
How about the Grand Old Opry? Did you do the Grand Old Opry?
It's always a lot of fun. I just did it, and I sang one of the songs on the new album called Taylor Swift Is Stalking Me, and loved it. The audience really loved it, and I was so gratified, so flattered that they loved it so much, and the response was just tremendous, and it bore me out on my theory that current events really help. If you sing about something that's on people's minds to start with, it kind of helps a lot, you know.
Absolutely, and you're there in Nashville, and so certainly you know, and everybody knows the lore of the Grand Ole Opry. But what is it about Nashville now? I mean, you've lived there for a long time, and you've seen the transformation. Everybody, Ray, wants to live in Nashville, especially if they're a singer or a songwriter. I mean, it's like now it's sort of the eastern southern version of Hollywood. It's crazy. A lot of people are invading your town. What's that like?
Well, there's a lot of traffic. It's made driving. Oh boy, it's made driving a lot harder, and I don't like that aspect of it. But on the other side of the coin is the fact that we are a thriving city, and you know, I'm gratified that people agree with me that this is a great place to live, because I've loved Nashville ever since I moved here from Atlanta in 1962. So, you know, it's a great place to live. And the New York Times, I think, recently called Nashville the It City. And a lot of people picked up on that in other areas of the media, and I don't know if they use the term It City, but Nashville has been receiving a lot of positive press in the last few months, if not years. And, you know, it's people. I talked to a real estate agent the other day, and she said that people are moving to Nashville at the rate of 15,000 per month.
Wow.
And for a small city like Nashville, that's really an influx. I mean, that's a lot of folks.
That, no kidding, that is a lot of folks. Of all the singers that are out there now that live in your neck of the woods, frankly, who is it that you really say, wow, is it Blake Shelton, who doesn't actually live in your neck of the woods but goes there a lot, Brad Paisley? Who do you hear that you say, that guy really has it, or that woman really has it, and you like to listen to their songs, their music?
Well, you know, all the people you mentioned really have it, and Nashville is so blessed to have the attraction to these folks, and they move here to record, and a lot of them move here to live, and it's just, I don't know, it's a phenomenon. You said it, it's sort of like Hollywood. People are moving here in droves, and it's great to come in contact with these super talented people.
Yeah. Good stuff. Here We Go Again. Pick it up. New album. iTunes everywhere. As Ray said, brick and mortar, so you can get a copy of it. Ray Stevens, continued success, and we'll look for you on the road. Thank you.
Thank you.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's tough to hide when you're Tiger Woods. We may know the answer as to whether he'll play in this year's Masters or not. I'm the Sports Princess, and this is Sports Shorts.
Hi, this is Stacey Lewis, defending champion of the LPGA North Texas Shootout. Come out to see the best women golfers in the world compete at Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas, April 29th through May 3rd. Thanks to our partnership with Kroger, we are offering discounted tickets. Be sure to purchase yours today at checkout. Children 18 years and younger get in free with a ticketed adult. For more information, visit ntshootout.com. That's ntshootout.com.
It's tough to hide when you're Tiger Woods. We may know the answer as to whether he'll play in this year's Masters or not. I'm the Sports Princess, and this is Sports Shorts. The likelihood of Tiger playing the Masters just got better as his plane was spotted at Augusta, Georgia's regional airport. There have been loads of speculation about the world's former number one player, who hasn't played since February 5th at the Farmers Insurance Open, ultimately having to withdraw from that tournament. The four-time Masters champ and huge draw still with the crowds hasn't said if he's playing. For the first time since 1996, he is ranked outside of the top 100, prompting him to say in the beginning of March he wouldn't play if he wasn't tournament ready. I have a hunch he was practicing and just might be there trying to make the Masters cut next week. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's Sports Shorts. Conversation there, a little sports segment for you. Tiger and whether or not he's going to play in the Masters. He did play Augusta. He is definitely the big question mark, though, as to whether he's going to be there for the Masters or not. And Tiger Woods is just one of those guys. He still transcends the game of golf. When Tiger Woods is in it, people are paying even more attention. If you ever have been to a golf tournament in your life and Tiger Woods was in that golf tournament, and I have been to many of them, it is like an army. Kind of to borrow Arnie's army, it's like Arnie's army even bigger because now more people are at these tournaments. And it's crazy how deep the crowd will be. So he did played an 18-hole practice round on Tuesday. And he hasn't played competitively, as I said, since February, the beginning of February, and said that there were problems with his game. But he is trying to come back. He is trying to be there for the Masters. And, you know, if he's at tournament level, I guess he will be there. But he skipped tournaments he normally would have played. The tune-ups for a course like, you know, Augusta and competing in the Masters. So, and it's crazy, too. In January, he shot his highest score as a pro is like 82. And I said he was out of the top 100. He's 104 in the world, and that's the lowest that we've seen him since, I mean, having to go all the way back to 1996. Wow. That's a long time to be in the top 100, and most of that time he was way up the ladder in the top 10. So anyway, if he does play next week, it's his longest layoff going into the Masters since 2010 when he tied for fourth. But numbers don't lie. I mean, if he plays in the tournament and he is lurking and he is playing well, there is always a chance that Tiger Woods can pounce on you. That's just the way it is. Yeah, you know, he transcends, like I said, he still is a guy who transcends the game of golf. There's absolutely no question about it. In the meantime, if your brackets are still alive, oh yes, and I know some of you, I say this, and I guess I don't even really have to qualify it, but I have had a lot of people ask me what I think of the games and who's going to win, and I believe Kentucky is the team of destiny, but now when you get down to these four teams, and last year beating Wisconsin by just a point, certainly Wisconsin is capable of beating Kentucky, of rolling on. Of course they're capable of winning. If they win, you know, if Wisconsin wins, then the dream ends for Kentucky. If Kentucky wins and moves on, what an incredible feat. 40 straight wins. 40 straight wins on the road to cutting down the nets and hoisting, you know, college's biggest trophy. College hoop-wise, anyway. I mentioned the controversy coming out of Indiana and what the governor's dealing with. So here's one of the big impacts after last Thursday, what happened, that law that Pence signed that allows for private businesses to refuse service to, you know, lots of different people, and including gay people. So that's how this whole thing came up, I guess, in reading it deeper. And the NCAA quickly put out a statement saying they were concerned about the law and saying that it's, you know, because their headquarters is there, that they could sever their ties with the state. They're saying they could, that could be it. Then you had the Big Ten a day later saying that its institutions believe in promoting an inclusive environment where athletic competition can operate free from discrimination. So the College Football Playoff Committee members were supposed to meet in Indianapolis this week, the same, you know, where the Final Four is, and one of the committee members is not going to be there. The USC athletic director, Pat Hayden, says, yeah, I'm not going because of this religious freedom law. He says that he has a son who's gay, and because of his son, he says, I will not be attending the CFP committee meeting in Indy. I won't do it. And then he had a hashtag, embrace diversity. So it's certainly going to get worse for Indiana with some of the comments and some of the considerations of potentially seeing a pullout of sports like the NBA saying that.
Well, the NCAA, there's a coaches convention, I guess, held with the Final Four, and yeah. The UConn basketball coaches are not going now.
Yeah. I think every day, Matt, I think that's going to get, for people listening too, I think that's going to get worse.
Right.
Because one domino happens and then more happen. And especially with Hayden saying he wasn't going to go, and that really opened the floodgates. So that there may be a quick reversal there. I'm not sure what Pence will do. He said he was going to look at it, but they signed it into law. So I don't know. I mean, that could be part of the whole process for the legislature there. But I think they're gonna have to come up with something, or just risk losing all these different sporting events, which is a possibility, because there are a lot of things that happen in Indiana, just across the state in general. Whether you're talking about professional golf tournaments for the LPGA, for the PGA, whether you're talking about the NBA, and there's
Super Bowl
nuggets
there. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I mean, there's the NFL Combine that is always held in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, you remember before in Arizona, the NFL kind of put the hammer down on Arizona when they were hosting the Super Bowl about the whole immigration law that they were trying to put through.
Right, so the controversy could end up biting them in a lot of directions, and especially monetarily, because when you have some of these events, or just even the caliber of some of the people that we're talking about coming in, you know, they dump some money. They get hotel rooms, and that's part of what it's about. They book up all the hotel rooms, and restaurants are full, and certainly that's the whole idea with the Final Four. It'll be crazy jammed. They can't move the Final Four, or they're not going to move the Final Four with it literally days away. But other groups around it are saying that, and it's a big deal. Even the MAC conference, somebody called me this morning. You know, I went to Ohio University to say, did you see what happened with the good old MAC? And because of everything that's happened, once that law kicked in, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act is the actual name of it, the MAC commissioner, John Steinbrenner, said his conference isn't going to hold any of those meetings, like Matt was saying, or conference championships in the state of Indiana until they amend or appeal it. So they're not going to schedule any of those meetings until what Steinbrenner is saying, until the current matter is brought to a sensible conclusion. Or a sensible and appropriate conclusion, and there's a lot at stake. The conference holds its football conference championship game in Detroit. They're in Michigan, so now there's talk of, well, what could they shift? And the only thing scheduled by the MAC to happen in Indiana is the annual president's meeting in January or February of 2016. And they say if the meetings will be held elsewhere if no changes are made to the state laws. Wow. Have any thoughts? You can send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.